Exploring Next, episode 327. This one's about the very normal nightmare of too much text, and whether summarizing it first actually helps or just adds another expensive step.
Yeah, my first read is that this is handy but kind of fragile. The article wraps a summarizer as a scikit learn transformer, which is neat, but I'm not sure people realize how much information you can lose before the classifier even gets a shot.
I get that, but if you're sitting on support tickets, notes, long reviews, all that stuff, the pain is real. A lot of teams already know sklearn, and this gives them a way to shove messy text into a pipeline without rebuilding everything from scratch.
Sure, but the article is also leaning on a Hugging Face model like Distilbart CNN-12-6, or OpenAI by default through scikit LLM. That means you're either paying for inference or managing a model locally. Neither one is free in practice.
Right, but that's kind of the point of the article, I think. It's not saying summaries solve everything. It's saying if your downstream classifier is drowning in long documents, maybe compress them first and keep the rest of your stack familiar.
The implementation is straightforward in a nice way. Fit loads the summarization pipeline. Transform runs inference and returns summary text. Then you can chain that into TF-IDF and a classifier. That's clean. I just don't want people to confuse clean code with good behavior.
No, fair. But for a product team, clean code matters because it lowers adoption friction. If the ML folks can demo this in a notebook and the rest of the org already understands pipelines, that's a real wedge.
I think the wedge is real. But the barrier is hidden. Summarization changes the task. You're no longer classifying the original text. You're classifying the model's interpretation of it. If the key signal is in a weird detail, it may disappear.
That's the part I'd want to test with users. If the summaries preserve the stuff customers actually care about, great. If not, then yeah, you've just built a fancy lossy compressor.
Fancy lossy compressor is exactly the vibe. Also, the article uses truncation, so long inputs are already getting clipped. That's fine for a tutorial, but in production you'd want to think hard about chunking, overlap, maybe even hierarchical summarization.
And that's where market fit gets interesting. I think the people who adopt this first are teams with lots of long-form text and an existing sklearn workflow. Not every company. Probably the ones that want incremental change, not a whole new platform.
Yeah, I can buy that. If you're already doing classic ML and need to make long text usable, this is a decent bridge. I just wouldn't reach for it if the task is sensitive to exact wording or if latency is already a problem.
So the honest verdict is useful but narrow. Good for pre-processing, good for prototypes, maybe good for some internal tools. Not something I'd treat like a universal best practice.
Agreed. The clever part is making LLM summarization feel native inside sklearn. The questionable part is assuming the summary is always a better representation than the source. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it really isn't.
Build next. I'd try a weekend test on a public dataset with long reviews or tickets. Compare a plain TF-IDF classifier against a summarization plus classifier pipeline, and see whether the summary step actually improves anything.
And for solo builders, I'd keep it simple. Use the article's transformer pattern, swap in a local Hugging Face model, then time the pipeline and measure accuracy before and after. If it's slower and worse, that tells you a lot too.
Yeah, I'd want the boring numbers before I got excited. All right, that's it for Exploring Next. We'll catch you next time.